When talk periodically turns to zeroing out public television, an argument sometimes offered is that commercial cable offers a wide variety of educational programming on Discovery, the History Channel, and so on. A compelling point, except that those channels, in their quest for audience, have long since turned from education to pulp nonfiction. Such programs as Pawn Stars on History and American Chopper on Discovery are ratings successes, but Nova, they are not. And sometimes what they teach is just plain wrong, such is the case with a pair of new programs, one called American Digger on the testosterone-fueled Spike TV, and the other, Diggers, on Nat Geo, the National Geographic Channel. Both shows follow treasure hunters as they unearth valuable relics with the help of metal detectors. Their techniques appalled archaeologists. Fred Limp, president of the Society for American Archaeology, said the TV diggers behave like looters.
If these activities were carried out on federal lands, what they're doing would be a felony. They're interested in the objects for their financial value, not for what they tell us about America's past.
Both shows prompted you to write to the producers, but you thought that the Spike TV version was a lot more careless and haphazard.
Both of these shows deal with individuals who are using metal detectors to find historic objects. In particular, though, in the Spike TV, that's then followed up by the use of backhoes, explosive devices, and other things to dig up these objects and then to sell them. In the Diggers show, it's a little bit less invasive.
On the other hand, you singled out the Nat Geo Channel show for trading on the prestige and reputation of the National Geographic Society.
Well, to be quite honest, we hold the National Geographic to a higher standard than we do to Spike TV. The Geographic is a wonderful organization with a tremendous history of supporting science and preservation activities. And so, in that sense, we were more concerned. On the other hand, I must say, once we called to their attention this issue, they've responded in a very positive way, and we are working with them now to develop guidelines for responsible metal detecting. Our sense is that they perhaps honestly didn't really understand all of the complex issues and were taken by surprise with the reaction.
Fred, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Fred Limp is president of the Society for American Archaeology. National Geographic Society CEO John Fahey says that, in fact, National Geographic was surprised by the reaction from archaeologists to its show Diggers.
Quite frankly, I think we were all perhaps a little bit naive that this was in fact such a hot topic for archaeologists. After, you know, we've had a chance to talk to many of the organizations and some of the people, we understand why they feel that way, and we are sensitive to that.
Now, it's not just the diggers. On your channel, Nat Geo channel, you've got women in prison, you've got adult men in diapers with bottles and pacifiers, high-priced hookers, Nazis. Has Nat Geo, the channel, strayed from the editorial mission of National Geographic, the magazine published by the Society for the last 100 and almost 50 years?
It's unfortunate in a way that the channel cannot successfully reflect exactly what the National Geographic magazine is. I think the audience for each proves to be very different, and to be successful, we will have to have a mix of shows that we think are spot on brand, spot on mission, and there'll be a variety of other shows there that may not appear to be on mission, but are the types of programs that will allow this channel to survive and thrive so that we can do other things in that portfolio that will clearly be much more what one would expect from National Geographic.
Brazilian women in prison subsidizing voyages to the bottom of the sea. The Society is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. My understanding is the channel is a for-profit joint venture between you and News Corporation.
News Corporation has 70%. We have 30%.
Who makes the editorial calls?
The editorial calls are made really between us, I mean the National Geographic Society, and the management of the channel. So, for instance, the Diggers show, our colleagues, our partners from Fox, had no idea that that show was going to be on the air. They were not involved in any of the discussions. I can understand your point picking out certain of the programs that, quite frankly, we're not very proud of today. Right now, we have new management at the channel. They are in the process of really looking at the entire slate of programming and working very closely, by the way, with the magazine people here. So we're going to try to get a much larger percentage of that entire portfolio to reflect the principles and mission of National Geographic.
One final thing. Do you or the members of the National Geographic Society or the employees in-house, do you have some sort of like luridometer that, you know, once the needle is buried in the red, you just say, no, this is just too far? How do you make those calls?
We do have a standards and practices group that reviews all of the programming in advance, and we have the right to veto shows. We don't want to exercise that right too often. Yeah, there are a lot of people in the society who pay a great deal of attention to this, and we know when a show has clearly gone too far astray from the brand. And that's why we have a new management team in place at the channel, and that's why we're trying to get back closer to the brand. We have programs that have been on our air, Great Migrations, and we have programs that are coming up, Untamed America and so on, that are absolutely terrific. So we're trying to get this right, and you know, we would acknowledge we're not exactly where we'd like to be right now.
Well, John, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
John Fahey is the chairman and CEO of the National Geographic Society. It's not hard to see why Fahey and his colleagues aren't entirely satisfied. Right now, if you watch the Nat Geo channel, you might see Navajo Cops, a show similar to the Fox TV series Cops, but on an Indian reservation. Or you might see something like this show about lesbian love in a Brazilian prison.
Through the bars of her cell, Aline serenades Luzimara for months on end. Aline wants more than just casual dates with Luzimara. She wants a live-in lover.
Nat Geo Channel CEO David Lyle says the National Geographic Society and its magazine have always explored a wide range of topics.
National Geographic, in the 124 years that it's existed, has prided itself on looking at not just natural history, but the world and everything in it. The channel draws on that proud tradition to have a balance of programming that may look at different cultures, different aspects of the world, whether that be from looking at Navajos or what's happening in Brazil.
There's reality, and then there's something called Blue Chip, which I suppose is tracking geese migrations and, you know, Jacques Cousteau in the Galapagos. And then there's the pulpier stuff. What will be the balance on your watch between Blue Chip and reality?
I think Blue Chip is sometimes code meaning very expensive. Some of the programs that we're proudest of have taken 4 or 5 years, things like Untamed Americas or Titanic or Kingdom of the Ocean. Each of those cost a fortune and took a long time to make. We will always have a balance, too, with contemporary storytelling where we go after fascinating characters and a driving narrative so that our viewers can have a look into extraordinary worlds. And then often when you look at these extraordinary worlds, you find that the people in them, whether they be the Amish or gypsies out of New York, they are strangely relatable.
When we spoke to John Fahey, he acknowledged that some of the fare on the National Geographic cable channels really does not correspond with the society's worldview. Were you brought in to fix that, to create more audience? What was your brief?
My brief is to make the best commercial TV channel for National Geographic. Our channel can never be the magazine. It shares many values with the magazines. We want to have authenticity. We want to have balance. But we cannot be the TV version of the magazine. The two mediums of media are different. I certainly and unashamedly want to make it entertaining, but I don't want to have entertainment without substance.
If I am a member of the National Geographic Society and I'm, you know, I'm 104 years old and I've got 14 tons of old magazines in my attic threatening to crush me at any moment, and I tune in, well, I feel that the shows are compelling or a betrayal of the high-toned character that I've come to expect from the brand over all these years.
You'll find them fascinating. They'll open your mind to different places, different societies. But the main channel still wants to have an audience that's 25 to 54. That's true. We're in commercial television, so we do look at the demographics. So your 104-year-old enthusiast may be a tiny bit out of our spectrum.
I guess what I'm asking you, and this is a slippery slope question, if you follow the logical trend from geese migration to diggers and to doomsday preppers, can we be very far from American nudists, you know, on the way to bikini explorers? When does Bikini Explorers air on Nat Geo?
I think all our shows need to be authentic. I pride ourselves on the fact that all the things that we cover are happening before the cameras turned up. So I'm not going to stage sensational events. I'm going to record parts of the world as it happens. And I think it can be popular television and entertaining and right in the National Geographic sphere.
David, thank you very much.
Happy to do it, any old time.
David Lyle is CEO of the National Geographic Channel.